Hello.
Hey, Jay. How are you guys doing today? There is power in the name of who? Jesus. Amen. I love that song. So, good morning, guys. My name is Danny. I'm the youth pastor for those that are new here. Welcome. For those that are online, I'm Pastor Danny. And we're glad that you guys are watching online, too. Thank you for always doing that. Today, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I've been very excited about it. And let me tell you, I couldn't sleep the last night because I was thinking, oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit here. Yes, God, I was in my bed. Yes, God, the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the reason of this. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't sleep. It was 2 a.m. I was like, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And I'm just so excited to be here, guys. And let's go. Let's go and do it. So we're going to go to John 16. For those that are here with their Bible and physical, like me today, please go to John 16. Those that have your Bible on your phone, please turn your Bible on. Make sure that you are now on Google. Please. So, today we're going to talk about how the Holy Spirit convicts us to repent. Today we're going to talk about how the Holy Spirit convicts us to repent. Convict. Does someone knows what convict means? Convict. Huh? Stopping or yeah, convict us to repent. Mm-hmm. We can say a lot of different things. We can say that yeah, when the Holy Spirit comes to you, to my life, to me, it's going to convict me that yes, I need to repent. Repent of what? Of what? Of what? Of our sins. Why? Because we are sinners. We need to be washed by the Holy Spirit. And when we talk about the Holy Spirit, when we think about the Holy Spirit, I don't know what happened to you, but I feel like we as a human beings, we like to measure things. You know, what's first, second, and third. We think that the Holy Spirit is the less important. I don't know if it happened to you. But to me, it happens before. Oh, yeah, Jesus, he died for me. He's so important. But we don't talk that much about the Holy Spirit, right? Are you with me, or is only me thinking about that sometimes? But let me tell you, the reason why we can still have connection with the Father, it's because the Holy Spirit living in your heart, being in your heart. Yeah, Jesus made the way. But remember, he went back. And we're going to talk about that too. I'm so excited. I guess I'm just jumping. But yes, the reason why we still have that connection with God is because the Holy Spirit. So don't think that the Holy Spirit is the less important because he's the Spirit of God. Amen? Are you with me? Are you too cold? Yeah. Oh, too cold. So let's go move on. John 16. Verse 4. Do we have it on the screen? No? Okay, so let's read it, everyone, please. I always like you guys help me to read it. So let's read from the first 16, 4 to 11. Are you guys ready? Yep. Yeah, that's good. Well, and we are going to read 1, 2, 3. Go. Okay, let's start one more time. 16:4. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour, come on, help me, guys. Oh, different? What version you guys are using right now? NIV. Well, I'm going to read it, though. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you might remember that I taught them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Verse 5. But now I'm going to him who sent me. Jesus talking about the Father. And none of you asked me, where are you going? 6. But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage, I guess that's how you say it, that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, or the Holy Spirit, which is the Helper, is the Helper that we need in this time, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here. Holy Spirit, thank you for being in our hearts. We want you to talk to our life today. It's you, Holy Spirit, because you are the Spirit of God. Thank you for being today, and everything that I want to say just come from you. And help the church to be ready and their hearts and their minds open, God, to you. In your name we pray, and everyone said, amen. So as I was saying before, when we think about the Holy Spirit, sometimes we think that this is the less important. But Jesus said that he needed to go back where? To the Father, right? So the Helper, what? Yes, amen, thank you. The Helper is the Holy Spirit. He's the Holy Spirit that is in you, amen? If it's in you, say amen. It's the only reason. Amen. So, the Helper. What does a Helper do? Right? Help us. And why do you think you need help? Yeah, because we're humans. Because we can't do it by ourselves. That's why we need the work of the Holy Spirit to convict us. To say, hey, you're a sinner. Hey, you've been lying too much. Hey, you need to forgive. Hey, you need to go to church. You need to pray with your heart. Hey, Bob, come on, trust me. Don't forget about me. I'm the Holy Spirit. And I'm the one that is here with you because I'm your helper. Because we need it. And sometimes, you know, because that's a problem that we have as a human beings, we think that we can do everything by ourselves. And that's, how's that called? Pride, right? How's that called? We are very prideful. And God knows that. That's what he sent the Helper. If you are a dad, if you have your son, well, I'm not having my son yet, but I'm so excited for that. I know I'm going to be his helper because he needs to learn how to walk, how to work. He needs to learn. That's the same job that the Holy Spirit is doing in your life every single day. He wants you, he wants me to be perfect. That's the reason that we only can be perfect by listening to the Holy Spirit. And I have a question for you. Think about this. How many times do you hear the Holy Spirit? How many times you do as the Holy Spirit is asking you to do? And let me tell you, it's not easy. When the Holy Spirit convicts your heart that you are a sinner and that you need have done something wrong. And if I did something against you, Bob, I'm going to come. Hey, Bob, the Holy Spirit has been telling me that I need to ask you for, please forgive me because I've been saying this, I've been thinking this about you. It's not because I'm a nice guy. Don't think about that. Because I did something wrong. But it's because the Holy Spirit has been talking to me. It's not that, yeah, George is a nice guy. No, it's because the Holy Spirit is showing him what to do. The Holy Spirit is the reason why we can do a lot of things, why we can love, why we can forgive others. And let me tell you, that's so hard. If it's not hard for you, raise your hand. It is very hard. No one raised their hands because it's hard, right? It's very hard. But the Holy Spirit, it's there to it's okay, but you need to forgive. You've been doing wrong, but hey, I'm here with you. I'm helping you. I'm here. Listen to me. And guess what happens sometimes? We know the Holy Spirit is talking to us, but we rather, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want to do that. But that's going to cause a bigger problem. When we don't want to listen to the Holy Spirit, guess what? Everything is going to be worst. Please, if you want the best for your life, I do want the best for my life. And that's why I try to do my best. I'm not perfect. You are not either. You're not. Sorry, Kelly. You're not. But the only way how we can be better every day is by listening to the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of God. And Pastor Brandon talked to me. He said, hey, I'm so excited to talk about the Holy Spirit. And those past Sundays when he's been talking about the Holy Spirit, I've been like, oh, yes, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the reason why we can keep that connection with God. I'm not saying that Jesus is not important. Yes, he is. But remember, he said, I have to go back to the Father so the Helper can come here. And it's going to help you. He's going to convict you so you can turn away from sinning. And you can start living a righteous life. He's going to judge you. It's not like I was talking to some youth, and one youth was telling me, yeah, you know, the little angel here and the little, you know, the other little bad guy here telling me, yeah. No, it's not like that. Actually, it's the Holy Spirit in your heart telling you, and you as yourself telling the Holy Spirit, I don't want that. I don't want that. It's not like that battle. No, it's you battling the Holy Spirit. Because we are so prideful. So the reason why we're still connected and having that relationship with the Father is because the Holy Spirit in your life. The reason why you have faith and you trust God is because the Holy Spirit. That's the only reason why. Yes, Jesus died. I'm not saying that he's not important. Yes, he did one of the best thing, he died. And that's why we have the connection. We have the bridge or the way. Remember, Jesus is the way. But the Holy Spirit is the helper that is going to convict you every day. Oh, yes, Jesus. God, I did so many things wrong today. Forgive me, God, and I've been doing this. I haven't listened to you, God. Because I'm so prideful. I'm so prideful. So the Holy Spirit, and let me tell you, God has been working in my pride a lot. A lot. When I was like a little bit younger in 21, when I was 21 years old, I thought that I have the whole world in my hand. Yeah. I was so stupid. But now I understand. Now I understand that it's not about me. It's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can work through you so you can share God. It's not like, don't see Pastor Danny. See how the Holy Spirit has been working in Pastor Danny now. That's why I'm here. It's not because I'm perfect. No, it's because I've been worst. But Jesus has been changing all that because I've been listening to him. We were singing that song that, yeah, there's power in the name of Jesus. But that power comes too when we listen to the Holy Spirit. And we can do a lot of things. But if we let the Holy Spirit work in our life, if we say no to our pride, and if we say, it's hard, but let's do it. Because it's not about me. It's about who? It's not about you. It's about who? It's about God. Amen. So if we know that, let's apply it. Let's apply it. Let's And let me tell you, your life is going to be 100 times, 1,000 times much better when we understand that it's about God. So they're not going to reject you. They're rejecting God. When you do your best, you're doing for God. Not for both to say, yeah, Danny, you're awesome. No, no, no. I'm doing it for God, because of God. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to convict you to do all those things for Him. Not for others to see how amazing you are. So let's read the verse 8 again. And when He comes, He will. He. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. It's not the. It's He. Because He is the Spirit of God. Amen? So who is the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of God. He. Amen. So when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Wow. Judgment. Righteousness. So the Holy Spirit is going to tell God, He's a sinner, He's been a sinner, and He's been a righteous person. Which size you want to be is depend how much you listen to the Holy Spirit. It's depend how much you let the Holy Spirit work on you. You hear that? If you want the Holy Spirit to say, yes, Dan has been a righteous person. Well, because he's been listening to the Holy Spirit, he's been doing, even when it's hard, what the Holy Spirit has been telling him, because he's been convicted by the Holy Spirit. Amen? And I want that. I prefer that. I prefer to have hard times here on earth than miss the heaven, you know, to miss being with the Father forever. I hope you guys are not falling asleep. Let's go to John 16:12. Oh, sorry, I missed that one. Let's keep reading 16:12. I still have many things to say to you. Do we have it in the? Okay, now we have it, so you guys can read it with me in the screen. Now we're going to read together. 1, 2, 3. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into truth. Amen. He's the Spirit of truth, not the Spirit of lie. Truth. The Spirit of truth, He will guide us into all the truth. So you're not going to be lost. We're not going to be in another place. It's the truth. And what's the truth? The truth is the truth. Because it comes from God. The Holy Spirit does that. The Spirit of truth that convict you and guide you and me to the truth. And the truth is that Jesus is the Son of God and He came. He died for us, for our sins, so we can have the relationship with the Father through the Holy Spirit every day, because He is our helper. He is our helper. Amen? He is the only one. The Spirit of truth. When I read this, I don't know about you, but when I read this, that gives me so much peace. Because this is the Spirit of truth. Will you be hanging out with someone that is every single time lying to you? Will you marry your spouse if that person were a liar? Never, ever. But we have so much peace with the Holy Spirit, because He is the Spirit of truth. Amen? There is no problem about that. He is the one that guide us, so we're not going to be lost. Let's go to John Go read that. Romans 12. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Do we have it? Yes, there we go. I want you guys to help me reading again, please. You guys are doing so great. Thank you, Bob. 1, 2, 3. Amen. What is good, acceptable, and perfect? The Holy Spirit. And I like that it said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy. Holy. Let me tell you this. This is the key. If the Holy Spirit is in your life, you can be holy. Because the Holy Spirit is holy. It's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to be in a body that doesn't want to be holy. The Holy Spirit is not going to be in you if you are full of sin. But if you are going to let the Holy Spirit work in you, the Holy Spirit is going to be there. Because you are letting Him to work. And He's going to clean. That's dust. Clean everything. Because you are letting Him to do all that. So if you have the Holy Spirit, if we have the Holy Spirit in our life, that means that, yes, we can be holy. Not perfect, but holy because the Holy Spirit is in you. Do you understand that? Easy. Just let the Holy Spirit come to your life. Say yes to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, which is the hard part. As I said, it's going to convict you. Hey, convict you and tell you that's not good. Nope. It's like my baby's not big enough, but if your kid is always doing wrong things, you got no. As a dad or mom, you're like, no, don't do that. No, that's wrong. Right? It's the same. The Holy Spirit is always going to tell you, tell us, no. I know what is the best for you. Let me tell you what you need to do. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for you. And let me tell you, we don't know what's the best for us. If we take the control, it's a mess. But if we let God have the control, let His Holy Spirit work in us, let me tell you, everything is going to be amazing. Because it's not going to be about you. It's going to be about the Holy Spirit guiding you every single day so you can become holy. Because He is holy. He is holy. So think about this. The Holy Spirit is not going to be in your life if you don't want to be holy. Easy. Easy. He's not going to be in a place full of dust, unclean. He's not going to be in a place where He doesn't deserve it. But that's why we need to have our hearts open and tell, yes, I want you to clean me. I want convict me every day, please, so I can do what is right. So we can make God's heart happy. Because God, He tries to make you happy every day. It's been like a couple days that right now, you know, it's been kind of like hot weather. So my wife and I, we don't want to use the AC because, woof, the bill. But we let the windows be open and the fans. And let me tell you, every morning I heard the noise of the birds. So happy and so much joy. And every day, I'm not kidding, my wife can tell you, she knows that I'm happier because I can hear the birds singing. I can smell the roses. I'm like, wow, that's what actually means having the Holy Spirit in you, because everything is peace. Because I'm not grumpy. Being grumpy is not one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's joy, peace. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings all those fruits to your life. Amen? Amen. So, I hope you guys been enjoying this time and been learning today. And remember, the Holy Spirit is the reason why we can keep having that connection with God. And He's the one that has that specific work of telling us, hey, that's wrong. I know what's the best for you. Turn around. Da-da-da-da. Don't do that anymore. Turn around of the sin sinner. Da-da-da-da. So, I'm going to finish with this. The Holy Spirit is the reason why you and I can be clean every day. It's why, the reason why we stop of sinning. The Holy Spirit is the reason why we don't sin. Because He's the one telling us, no, that's wrong. Don't do that. Amen? If you are willing to hear Him and do as He is asking you to do. The Holy Spirit is the reason why we can be here today. As we read in John 16:8, He is the one who convicts us from sin. He's the one that convicts you from sin. He's telling you every day, hey, let's go to church. Bless you. Remember, Jesus did what He was supposed to do. He opened, make a way for us. He is with the Father waiting for us. But through the Holy Spirit, having that communion through the Holy Spirit, and spending time with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is going to be the way how we can get there. Because Jesus is waiting for us. He's waiting, sitting in the chair, looking at us. Yeah, they are my son, my daughter. They're having communion with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit, God. We thank You because He's our helper. God, please forgive us. Because sometimes we don't want to listen to Him. Because sometimes we reject the helper. Please, God, forgive us. Because we have seen so many times. But God, help us to understand that it's not about us. It's not about what I can't do. It's about what the Holy Spirit is doing and can't do in my life. Holy Spirit, please, we want to make You happy. Because we understand that You are the Spirit of God. You are the one that is always, every single day, helping us to have that connection to the Father. And thank You, Holy Spirit, to be in here, at church, in our hearts, for protecting us every day when we go out. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We praise You, God, for who You are and everything that You been doing in our life, even that is hard, but help us, God, to understand that we need to be holy and we need to let the Holy Spirit do His job in our life. In Your name I pray. Amen.